This is KCUR 89.3. In Liberty, Missouri, there's a spot that attracts thousands of members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's a replica of the jail where the prophet Joseph Smith was imprisoned over the winter of 1838-39. Smith and his followers came from New York. They clashed violently with militia in the Midwest and were ultimately thrown out of Missouri by order of the governor. As KCR's Laura Ziegler reports, members of the Mormon Church are now returning to Northwest Missouri.
When you come into the historic Liberty Jail, an audio program explains the display of the basement jail that held Smith and his followers. Elder George Peterson says there's a reason members of the Mormon Church are coming here.
Because there's a special spirit here that resonates because of what happened here.
Today, members of the church make up just a small fraction of the mushrooming Clay County population, but census data and other studies indicate that members of the church have almost doubled since 2010 in Clay County from about 1,000 to 2,000 people. And one of the biggest reasons is the stately new temple, the church built in 2012 in Kansas City, just outside of Liberty. Bathed in rose-colored morning light, the temple's reserved for the most holy rituals, like marriages and baptisms. So sacred is this space that non-church members are prohibited from going in. But visitors are welcome in the adjacent chapel, where I find a bunch of teenagers one recent Sunday morning. They've just finished their 6:30 a.m. religious school class and seemed eager to talk about their faith. 14-year-old Hannah Wheeler says she likes that her church community, or ward as it's called, is growing.
And we moved here like 4 or 5 years ago, and since then we've seen other people move in. And I know a lot of people in my church, my ward. They live close to me, and it's really cool to get to know them.
The kids say they sometimes find themselves having to explain their lifestyle. For example, they don't date until they're 16. They don't drink, and they're encouraged to dress modestly. Briley Hansen says her values make it easier not to succumb to peer pressure.
Like, girls have, oh, you should date this guy, or, oh, you should say these things or dress this way, and the guys are like, oh, you should do drugs, and you should be, like, this image that everyone thinks that guys should be. But everyone can have a way to stay true to their standards instead of adapt to what everyone else wants them to be.
A 2012 Pew Research study found that a majority of Mormon church members feel misunderstood and that they sometimes experience discrimination and a lack of acceptance. This is one reason that Rudy and Lori Garcia are eager to pull back the curtain and talk about their religion. Sundays in the Garcia home are reserved for family and God. They sing, play games, and recite the articles of faith or rules to live by. Everyone's looking down at their phones where they've pulled up the lessons from a website.
We believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous.
On the Sabbath, Rudy says they avoid watching TV or being on their computers.
When the Royals won the World Series a couple of years ago,
that was so hard.
We chose not to watch it on TV. It was a preference and decision we made, knowing that the decisions we make now, long-term, will pay off.
The Garcias live west of I-35 in Kansas City North, where they say many of the new members are moving to be near the temple. Clay County records indicate the church also is acquiring a lot of land, and it's one of the largest landholders in the area. But it's difficult to know the value. A spokesman for Property Reserve, Inc., a Salt Lake City-based affiliate of the church, said in an email that there's a long-standing policy of not disclosing financial information. The president of the Liberty Stake, or collection of congregations, is Jeremiah Morgan. He says the church has long invested in real estate to fund humanitarian efforts. He doesn't think this issue or the church's troubled past should define the Mormon church in the Kansas City area.
We're more reliant upon, you know, and understood what we needed to do to get along with others, to be better community people in some ways, and in many ways, a better people.
It's a lesson they took away, he says, from the experience of their prophet Joseph Smith in the Liberty Jail. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.
This story is part of KCUR's Here to Listen project. We've been visiting different parts of our metro to tell stories from throughout our listening area. KCUR's Central Standard will be exploring more of Liberty, Missouri this morning at 10. And if you'd like to suggest a location in the KC Metro for our next round of visits, you may do so at kcur.org/here to listen.